Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host on this Wednesday morning of the Captain's America Third Watch, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America, around the world, via the internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes out all the time to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and we don't care what you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, where, I don't know, it might be snowing, it might be raining, depending on where you're at in California. The wind might be blowing, but here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and hello to everybody.
Now, I'll bet tonight you might be warmer than we are. So what's the temperature?
51 degrees where I'm at.
Oh, geez, you're colder. We're down to 58 right now where I'm at, and it's going to be a little bit colder. And they're jumping around over there because they're just trying to stay warm. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to first give a special shout-out and thank everybody for showing up at the Tampa Bay Trump Club tonight. We had some very good speakers there. Had Congressman Gus Bilirakis, who's always a pleasure and a delight to talk to. He's a good guy, one of the good guys in Washington, D.C. And we had congressional candidate Amanda Mackey there, who also spoke. And then we had some other people speak as well. And, of course, we had the kids' toys and the shoes and whatnot for the kids. It's given to the Florida Sheriff's Ranch for them to hand out. So there you go. But I want to start with something before we get to our caller, and that is we found out that the Department of Homeland Security is going to use the congressional funding that they have left to close the unfinished construction gaps along the southern border wall and clean up the construction sites in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, this is astounding because we're talking about San Diego, El Centro, Yuma, Tucson, El Paso, and the Del Rio sectors, where we've got missing gates, guardrails, signage that's down, as well as incomplete foundations and repair the power for the gates that have been hung that are inoperable so that everything that's there will work, and it'll make it a little bit more difficult for the people to try to sneak in.
Well, that's right, Captain, because all, in many cases, individuals have to do is follow the wall until they get to,
they get to the gap.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, of course, the Biden administration had put the kibosh on building any more wall. Now, the DHS is going to repair these gaps or install these.
Yeah, they're going to block them off.
Right, but they're not going to be putting new sections that could be extending the wall.
No, and the only one that's doing that is Texas.
It's Texas, exactly.
All right, so we got that out there right now. I'll go to the phone line. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, it's funny. When you have a prison, there's walls, there's fencing, there's razor wire on top, and that's there so that the people that are in the jail, you know, can't come out of the jail. So when people come across the border illegally, it's breaking the law, so once they actually set foot and they're not properly documented or they didn't go about doing it the right way, then I'm sorry and I don't care who I offend. To me, they're criminals. And so why not? It's no different than a jail, right? Put up the wall, maybe even electrify it, put the barbed wire, but according to the Democrats, you know, I would be a racist and a homophobe, and how dare I say that? And then the second thing, Kyle, isn't it funny? All of these mayors are slowly starting to realize that, hey, maybe defunding the police wasn't such a good idea after all. You know, we've got smash and grabs. We've got murder rates that have doubled, tripled, quadrupled. You know, we've got crime that's so rampant that people are afraid to go out into the streets. But yet, what did the Democrats want to do? Get rid of the police. Well, they got rid of them for a little while. And you're seeing what's happening, and now they want to get them back. So it's a bunch of BS. So what's your thought on that, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yes, well, even back during the summer of 2020, when American cities were on fire, basically, the Democrats really did not come out and speak out against that. It was only until they really saw themselves taking hits in the polls that they did anything to try to turn it off, because it was now really affecting them. Same way with these mayors. They said things at the time of defunding the police because it was politically expedient for them to do so. They jumped on a bandwagon, and a lot of companies even jumped on that same bandwagon, the idea of defund the police. But it was a stupid idea then, it's a stupid idea now, and they're reaping the whirlwind on that.
Yes, they are. Hold that thought, folks. Mikhail and I will be right back right after this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to be doing a Christmas greeting right now. We've got one of my elves here, so let's see who the elf is.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend over at Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com, Santa Mike. And by the way, I ordered something tonight for one of my friends because they talked about something that they might want to have for Christmas, which happened to be something that Mike Lindell had. So I ordered something tonight, and I paid a little extra money to get it, but it'll be delivered on Christmas Eve, and they'll be able to get the present, and that will take care of them, and that's the end of my Christmas shopping right there. And I ordered it about, I don't know, an hour and a half or so ago, shortly after midnight. And you can do the same. If you've got a last-minute gift and you don't know what to get, or maybe it's something that something as simple as a pillow or a blanket or the bedspreads or the mattresses or the whatever. You got to go over to MyPillow.com and take a look at what's there, because there may be something there for somebody, and you could do exactly what I did. Now, all of the prices are marked way down, for sure, and you have to use a promo code to get those low prices. Well, the promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Very simple. Now, when you click on the double link for the radio listener specials, double click on that to get into that page, there's well over 100 items there that are, the prices are just totally insane. And I'll tell you, they're so low, it's unbelievable. But, again, the promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to talk to a live person, you can do that too. Their phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain, 800-641-5459. All righty. There you go. And, Kyle, I did that, and I wasn't surprised. They said, well, if you'd like it delivered before Christmas and not after Christmas, it'll cost you a few extra dollars. And for what it cost me to get it done, it was well worth the money.
Well, sure. Exactly. Yeah, we're almost there, too. Exactly.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got to talk about the fact that Omicron, there was an unvaccinated man in Texas who officially became the first U.S. death. Now, there's only been six other people around the world so far that have died of this with all the reported cases that are out there. So, again, I'm going to say what I said when I first heard about this thing. It's no worse than getting a cold for two or three days. You're over it, and away you go.
Well, that's essentially what we're hearing from these reports, and, of course, it's very sad of the man in Texas. I'm curious if we had more information on that. We don't know exactly what any underlying health conditions
were.
Not
yet.
Yeah, just like with COVID prime, as it were, certainly if you're unvaccinated, you have a much, much, much greater risk of having something else go wrong if you contract even Omicron.
Right.
And again, this is we need to understand how this affects individuals. But what you're talking about, Captain, too, is that most people who have evidently gotten Omicron have been vaccinated, and if they have mild symptoms, then that's not something that you shut mm-hmm. a country down over.
And a lot of people don't even know they've had it because they had a cough and a sneeze and maybe a fever for a day or two, and then that was it, end of story, and they're done and back to work.
Well, that's true. Just like prior to any of the COVID issues, people would get sick. They'd stay home from work. But I think, Captain, one of the things, too, is that one of the things that the administration would like, I think, is a lot of testing. Testing, testing, testing.
Whoa.
So that may inflate the perception that Omicron is much worse than it truly is in terms of getting what they call cases, but not symptoms or people dying or going to the hospital.
I'm going to say what I said before when COVID first came out. There is no reason for them to go out and start shutting things down and saying, oh, we can't have gatherings, and oh, we can't this, we can't that. There is no reason whatsoever when this is nothing more than a common cold on steroids, period.
Well, right, right. But go hand in hand with that, of course, is what appears to be a very successful vaccination, especially as you've been saying too, Captain, the Moderna booster seems to have very good effect.
That's the story. That's the result on the people that have had the booster that they've been testing and doing this with, that the tests are 100% effective.
Right. And I do think this, though, too, Captain. I think that people out there are very concerned, extremely concerned, of how this even got started. And that's something we don't hear a lot about today, and certainly something that the president, the administration, and the Democrat Party elite ever want to talk about, because I think, as you know, the American people would be worried, can this happen again? I mean, what happens if there's another bat out there somewhere or something? And, of course, we think there's a lot to do with the lab work and whatnot.
Obviously. Well, the Democrats are definitely going to use this for all the political mileage they can get out of it. They're going to try to do whatever they can to disrupt, again, like they did before. Well, we weren't going to be able to come to the voting places because of all the contamination and people getting sick and this and the other. There'll be more vote by mail and this and the other. No. Forget that idea.
Well, that's exactly what, obviously, the party elite will want to try to put in place. And so by laying
the... And there's no reason for it.
Well, that's right. That's right. Because they understand what's happening as we get into 2022. They understand that they can't reverse these things. They can't put the policies in place that would need to be there. It's just not in their nature. And they simply really believe, evidently, Captain, that spending the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in order to try to remake the economy the way they want it to, they think that's the only way. It's the only way for their power structure, but it's not the real way for the American economy.
Well, now I've got a little shocker for the people out there. CNN is reporting that Joe Biden's economic ratings coming up on the end of his first year are worse than the 4 years of Jimmy Carter.
Yes, I mean this is really, I don't know, is it an achievement? I should kind of call it an achievement, but it's to be worse than Jimmy Carter. I mean, it's like you're really trying at this point.
Well, I remember Carter, and I remember what happened there, and I remember the gas lines, and I remember they were talking about, believe it or not, going to rationing.
Yes.
Okay, then you could only buy gas on certain days. Remember that?
I remember when you had an odd-numbered plate.
Yeah.
Or an even-numbered
plate. That's when you bought gas, and the people would stand there and go, nope, you don't have the right number. Come back tomorrow.
That's right. So this is not the way that, and that set the stage, of course, for Ronald Reagan and the Reagan Revolution, and it wasn't easy, by the way. It took a long time for that to kick in.
Yeah, and the younger folks that are listening to us right now have no clue what we're talking about, but go back and study it. Go back and look and see what happened under Jimmy Carter. He was, up until now, the worst president we ever had. And then I gave that honor to Barack Obama for what he did to the country, but now it all belongs to Joe Biden.
Right, and I do think that there's a major difference, though. I think that back in the Carter days, I don't think Carter was a bad man or who did these things on purpose. I think he was a poor leader, there's no doubt about
it. He had very poor people running the agencies.
Well, exactly. But nowadays, with what's happened to the Democrat Party, the far left, and these far left policies that are just are detrimental, that's putting it nicely, to the American system, they really are putting these things in place that are absolutely just tearing it apart. And they know it. They understand it. And they let it continue on. That's the problem.
Now, something that Joe Biden also said was he's going to give 500 million free COVID tests to families to give them an option to go home and take a test and see whether or not they've got the Omicron or whatever. Not that that's going to work all that effectively, but it leaves a lot of room for error.
Well, sure it does. Of course it does. I think that if you get things that are going to inflate, even one way or the other, it could be very misleading. And then they're going to start making policy, especially if, we got all these positive results. You will see curtailing, shutting down, these things that they call circuit breakers. Oh, we can curtail activity over in this sector for a while, but over here, because we're going to try to stop the spread. But guess what? This is a virus. And if we're going to do science, the virus spreads. And that's the long and the short of it. And I don't know if the government shutdowns are going to really help it.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren and myself. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning edition. Got plenty of stuff to talk about here. And I hope you're having a good day wherever you're at. And I hope the weather's favoring you. A lot of the country is going to have a white, white, white Christmas.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season. And we always say...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A CNN poll found President Joe Biden's economic approval ratings are worse than former President Jimmy Carter's. The media outlet reported Carter's economic net approval rating of minus 8 points in an early January 1978 poll marked the lowest around this point in a presidency before Biden's minus 13 points. The poll also indicated inflation is a big problem for Biden. Meanwhile, the president said he's directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and pre-positioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everest Local Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. And away we go. Well, thank you very much, Ron. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And most of you know that I take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for well over 6 years now. And Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health a plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and keeps me out of pain, because when I take it, no pain, no gain, so to say, but there's no pain that I have, which I constantly have to live with. And the natural ingredients in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. Now, in my case, a number of times, my right shoulder will start to ache up because of the arthritis in it. Then I've broken it a couple times, so that's why that happened. My left wrist, which has got a pin in it, amongst other things, from a couple of breaks that I had there, will do the same thing. That's got bursitis in it, which everybody that knows what that is, it's a little bit more dramatic than arthritis, if you will. And then, of course, my back, which has been fused, that'll start to ache. But when I take the Relief Factor, it'll stop. It'll just plain stop. And, of course, I take it every day, two times a day, and I've been taking it for, like I say, over 6 years. So it's in my system. So when I take it, it works. It's 100% drug-free, which is another reason to take it, to get rid of the narcotics of the situation. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start. That's how you get started, the 3-week quick start for $19.95, and that'll get it all going. And you'll know by the end of the third week what it'll do for you. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, and a 3-week quick start. And see if it'll do for you what it's done for me. I'm sure it will. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Harvard professor that we talked about a couple days ago with his trial coming up, who was being charged with working with the Chinese to promote them and lying about it and saying, no, he didn't do it, this, that, and the other. And I believe he got himself $1 million out of the deal. But he was convicted for lying about taking money from China to advance their causes. And to that I say, oh, well.
Well, that's right. This all took place in Boston there with the
Boston
jury. That's right, up in Boston. And
we know somebody who goes to Boston.
That's right, exactly. You know, it's interesting, Captain, because, of course, this was started under the Trump administration, and he was charged back in January of 2020 in what was called the China Initiative. And what the Biden administration has done, they've continued it, but they say that they're going to look at how they're really approaching the so-called China Initiative. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's any other things that come from this. But what's important to about this story, I think, is that there's a lot going on that nobody ever knows about, nobody ever hears about in terms of influence or watching a research or getting information and so forth, going back to the Chinese Communist Party that just loves to soak up this kind of stuff as they continue on their merry way, believing that they're going to have, you know, a more control as time goes by. So keep tuned for things like this.
Well, keep tuned is right, because here we're going to mention the other part of the puzzle. A Washington, D.C. radio station, call letters WCRW, an AM station, reportedly took $4.4 million from the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party over the past couple of years to broadcast Chinese Communist Party propaganda. Whatever they told them to say, they said it, according to a report written by the Washington Free Beacon.
Yes, really, really big stuff here.
This is huge.
Yeah, $4.4 million.
To a radio station.
That's right. Because once again, that's how you start to sort of soften up, the feelings or the perceptions. I think maybe that's a better term. And that's what propaganda is all about. And, I've got to tell you though, Captain, it's great because nobody has to pay us to talk about the wonderful things about America. That just flows naturally. But you got to pay people to tell them how great somehow, I guess, the Communist Party might be.
Well, yeah, and what it was the propaganda stuff that you see associated with the country that's not necessarily hardcore or full scale, but we've all seen it, so we know what it is we're talking about. Now, also, despite the potentially rising to the Senate majority leadership after the 2022 midterms, if he wins re-elections and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell decides against running for leadership again, Senator John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, is seriously considering retirement.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting to see what the mix will really be like if what we're predicting and have been predicting for a time happens in 2022. I think it just depends on the amount of GOP takeover, and then the dynamics will ensue from there.
And do you know what I heard was what might happen?
What's that?
Kristi Noem, the governor, might, because she'll be done at that time, might step in and run for the office if he doesn't.
Very interesting.
Yeah, she would be great.
Well, exactly. She has a real proven track record. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure she'd be very popular up there in South Dakota to do that. So there you go. Now, in a speech yesterday in the afternoon, Joe Biden detailed major changes to his COVID-19 winter plan, his hand, of course, forced by the arrival of the fast-spreading variant, whose properties are not yet fully understood by the scientists out there. And then he proceeded once again to tell a couple of really demonstrably false tales right off the bat. Here we go again, lying Joe Biden.
Well, sure. There was one interesting thing as I was listening to his speech as I was driving earlier today. He mentioned about the prior administration, and he actually said, thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. And my ears caught that, and I thought, I wonder how that's going to play. And it actually did get a nice response from former President Trump on that, and I thought, Captain, was that possibly trying to get a little softening of just a little bit of a lot of the acrimony that had gone on about Biden and his vaccine rollout, because he came into office really trying to take a lot of credit. I'm going to get this right. Well, he hasn't really gotten it right, obviously, and I think he's trying to do a little something there to get some more people on his side. But will it work? We'll see.
Well, he mentioned what took so long about what happened here was that the fact that it didn't take long at all. And what happened was the Omicron virus spread more rapidly than anybody thought. If I told you 4 weeks ago that this would spread day by day on a day by day basis, it would spread 50, 100%, 200%, even 500%. People would have looked at Joe Biden. He says they would have looked at me and said, Biden, what are you drinking?
Right.
But that's what it did.
Right.
That's what he said.
Well, it is interesting, too, because what are the possible ramifications of that? The fact that it spreads very, very quickly and it's got mild symptoms, does that mean, and I'm just way out on a limb speculating here, does that mean that it would burn out much faster than your typical Delta variant or, you know, the other things that we've seen from COVID? So that might be a very interesting thing to see where we're at 30 days from now, for example.
Well, there's evidence right now, even though it's spreading in certain parts of the world and the country, there's evidence right now that it's slowing down where it came out of, South Africa.
Right. Right, so we might be seeing not a severe pandemic, as it were, still spread, but could this be the beginning of the end? And of course, the Democrat Party elite will not like that politically because they believe they draw a lot of power from that. But for the American people, it'd be great news.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle, folks, and we come back. The Truckers Highway Miner Report. We've got some major winter weather out in the west. Mountain passes are going to get very interesting out there. We'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Superstition by Stevie Wonder. That's a remix that's done there. Hey, Kyle, what's that instrument that's making that little noise?
Well, it's like a clavinet or clavichord or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. It's Stevie Wonder. He's playing that on top of his, for lack of better words, organ that he was playing there. The synthesizer, there we go. And he was playing it up on top of there because I remember watching him when he was doing it. And
yeah.
That's talent. That's really talent. Plus, the guy's blind.
Right, well,
the guy's blind, so he doesn't know what exactly he's pushing. He's going by what it sounds like.
Well, that is, he's really just one of the most top-notch.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he got into politics when Barack Obama came around. He kind of mixed things up a little bit. But I'll tell you what, he is a tremendous musician. And, you know, the fact that he has had the situation that he's had, it's just amazing. All right, let's go to the weather. I'm going to read this statement and give it to you. A series of Pacific and Bering Sea storms are going to bring periods of heavy low elevation rain and mountain snow to the western U.S. Throughout the Christmas weekend. By the way, a storm strengthening off the east coast will merge with a clipper off the northeast coast, and it's going to produce hazardous marine conditions in areas of ice and heavy snow across New England, where we currently have a winter storm warning in the northern part of Maine. But all the elevated areas of, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and going up into Maine, all along the water there, you're going to get snow. So, Kyle, take it away. I know you got plenty of weather out west.
We certainly do, Captain, and we're going to add Portland, Oregon, and also Seattle, Washington, to the White Christmas list here, at least in the forecast, as we get towards
Saturday. Is this where I do my Bing Crosby?
That's right. Well, at least that's in the forecast, as the rain that's going to be going on for the next several days can turn into snow by Saturday or so, again, according to the forecast. But other than that, it's going to be raining on and on and on from there. Now, also up in Washington tonight along I-90, as you're coming out of Seattle heading east, you're going to run into sleet. You're also going to run into snow across I-90 as you head out towards Moses Lake and Ritzville and so forth. Then on up into to Idaho, snow in northern Idaho right now. But as you come out of Coeur d'Alene, heading towards Wallace or heading down the road towards Missoula, you're going to come in through some snow outside of Coeur d'Alene right now. So be aware of that. Also, lots of rain in the Bay Area. Also through Sacramento, coming up I-5 through Redding. You've got a lot of rain going on there. Then you've also got snow north of I-80 up towards Susanville. But also at Donner Pass right now, you've also got 26 degrees, and you've got snow as well, snow showers off and on there. So that's going to be going on for a while, so you want to be aware of that. Then also we've got, of course, our winter weather advisories. This is going to be all through, as we were talking about, in our northern Washington, down through Portland. Also, it's raining where Richard the Marine is right now, 49 degrees. It's a little warmer than it is in Portland at 41 right now. But winter weather advisories, you come down into southern Oregon. Also, in about the middle part of Idaho as well, down near Boise, we've got a dense fog advisory going on there right now. And then also, skipping around here a little bit, down into the Central Valley of California, that dense fog advisory is back again, Captain, and this is going to be along Highway 99 from Bakersfield up through Fresno. Likewise for Interstate 5, which parallels that as well. So you want to be aware of that. Winter storm watch for our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City along Interstate 15 in Utah, starting about Provo, heading up towards up through Logan. Now this also extends up also into West Yellowstone for those of our friends there. You've definitely got some winter weather happening. High winds in Laramie and Cheyenne, and that's what's happening out west, Captain.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to Nebraska for just a second, western part of Nebraska, coming out of Colorado, going up I-76 to I-80. You do have a fire weather condition there. It's gotten dry, but that'll all be taken care of by the snow that's going to be coming your way, because that snow that's to the west is going to come east. So I suspect that Nebraska, North and South Dakota will get snow come Christmas. But in the upper peninsula of Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, the waters are all stirred up. You've got some lake effect snow that's starting to kick in, and it looks like as if it's going to be real blustery, windy, and snowy in the northern peninsula of Michigan today, as well as Lake Michigan itself is starting to get a little rowdy, if you will. And up there around, Traverse City, you're probably going to be getting some snow by the looks of things here coming off the lake. And I'm going to stay along the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario area there. We do have some conditions if the weather and the wind goes the right direction. You'll be getting snow there along both of those lakes. We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, let's go over to the New England and eastern area. Southeastern New York, Long Island, Connecticut, blustery conditions right now, and there is a nor'easter in the works of developing right now. You've got snow, general snow, that'll be in the picture in the elevated areas of Connecticut and, of course, Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Vermont. And it's going to hug the water in Maine, about a 20-30 mile inland area of snow all the way up to the Nova Scotia border. And then north, going up towards Presque Isle and Caribou, there'll be a winter storm warning. Things are going to really get dicey in a hurry up there. So you guys and gals that are up there loading French fries, you better hurry up, get up there, get the load, and get out of Dodge, because it's going to be really miserable up there as the day moves along. We do have very windy conditions along the eastern coastline all the way down to, let's see here, Cape May, New Jersey. Then there's a break. Then you pick it up again around Wilmington, North Carolina, and it comes down to around Savannah. But going to be very windy along the eastern seaboard today. And we'll be back with more right after this break coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget to check out the pilot and the Flying J truck stops either. Tell them the captain sent you. Might get yourself a free hot cup of coffee.
No warning. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.